today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salam. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for this episode, we have an interesting topic. We're going to speak about bringing up daughter in a Muslim family.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
And today is Monday, 2nd of Zilqada, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of the month of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we listen and then learn about one verse of chapter Shura. Verse 49.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور.
To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He creates what He wills. He gives to whom He wills female children, and He gives to whom He wills males.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Verse 49 is saying that sovereignty of the heavens and the earth solely belongs to Allah, since He is the possessor of the heavens and the earth, and the creation of the world and all creatures has been made possible through His omnipotence and omniscience, and everything is dependent upon His will. He bestows male and female offspring upon whomever He wills as per His discretion and wisdom. He may bestow male and female offspring in pairs, or many male and female offspring. It is dependent upon His wisdom and discretion that He makes some females barren and sterile. These blessed verses make a reference to divine perfect might and knowledge.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't
In the previous episode of today's special, we open a nice topic, the blessings of having the daughter in a Muslim family. Today, we listen to the continuation of it. Children are a blessing of Allah. While valuing this blessing, the parents should pay special attention to the upbringing and nurturing of children, because the children are like a blank paper and any type of decorative patterns can be drawn on it. The lap of a mother is the first school for the children. It is for the reason the upbringing by a mother has a very deep impact on her children. The sacred status of motherhood demands each mother to give excellent tarbiyah, that means upbringing, to her children, especially the female children, which with Islamic culture and civilization, moral values and moral edification, because today's young girl will be a mother tomorrow. A great scholar once said, it is incumbent upon us that we should provide Islamic education to our children and family members, teach them good things, and impart to them the education of adab, or respect, and etiquette, which is unavoidable.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective in upbringing the girls and our daughters. Nothing is better for our daughters in childhood than to repeat and continuously remind them of what religious teachings are. Probably after the age of 9, when our child reaches the age of obligation, we will implement the Islamic education of girl more seriously. In this case, she may ask you why hijab will become a task for her. In this case, it is necessary to teach her based on the religious and scientific teachings that you have obtained from your studies. Learning is always better than giving advice. Hijab and chastity at the age of obligation. So what should be our strategy, and what should we touch and approach such concept? Unlike boys, who have a longer period of time to reach the age of duty, girls are required to wear hijab after the age of 9, according to the teachings of Islam. The Islamic education of a girl takes on a more serious color at this stage. If she asks you why she should always keep her hijab at this age, we suggest that you buy some books for her that are suitable for her age and the subject of the concept that you have been talking about. In this case, she learns both in her own language and by an expert why hijab and chastity are important in her age period.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
This is today's special, and in this part, we learn one thing to teach our daughter. YOLO, you only live once. In this day and age, saying yes is a form of bravery and courage. YOLO, that are the first letters of you only live once, YOLO, is a phrase that every young person knows. They want to try out new things and push limits to make sure they have lived to the fullest. Saying yes is synonymous to the one who knows how to live life. Teach your daughters that when faced with a situation where their friends want them to join in, be it to get a piercing, buying a class, or try out a beer, and saying no will make them look like a coward. Then saying no is a far braver answer than saying yes. Sometimes being brave means letting others down, and the one who goes against the grain is far more valiant than the one who follows the crowd. Teach your girls to have the wisdom to listen to the voice within and to have the courage to say it out loud. And let them know that indeed we live only once and we need to make every minute count so that we can make it to paradise. Daughters are great blessings. When a daughter was born into a family, she should be treated as a great blessing. The birth of a baby girl brings many benefits for the family, as daughters would be an important part of the society. Parents who are blessed with a daughter should bring her up well, because Allah has promised paradise to whoever raised their daughter well, to be a woman who walk in the path that please Allah, and doing everything under the purpose of seeking the blessings of Allah. Having a daughter is a great blessing for the afterlife, as not only Jannah is guaranteed by the parents, but the parents also distanced from the hellfire ever since the day she was born. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, once said that when a daughter is born, she creates a 500 years distance between her parents and the hell.
And this is an ayat when he says, "Inna al-Muslimin wal-Muslimat, wal-Mu'minin wal-Mu'minat, wal-Qanitin wal-Qanitat, wal-Sadiqin wal-Sadiqat, wal-Sabirin wal-Sabirat, wal-Khashi'in wal-Khashi'at, wal-Mutasaddiqin wal-Mutasaddiqat, wal-Sa'imin wal-Sa'imat, wal-Hafidhin furujahum wal-Hafidhat, wal-Dhakirin Allah kathiran wal-Dhakirat." 10 times Allah is going back and forth. Masculine, feminine, masculine, feminine. Repeating himself again and again. Why? From the Arabic point of view, there was no need. The ayat could have been shortened, actually. Just the words, Innal Muslimin, wal Mu'mineen, wal Qanitin, wal Sadiqeen, wal Sabireen, wal Khashi'een, wal Mutasaddiqeen, wal Sa'imeen, wal Hafidheen, Furujuhum, wal Dhakireen, would have been sufficient to convey the meaning. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to remove any ambiguity on this issue. That when it comes to fada'il of the human being, when it comes to the good qualities of a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the potential is same for male and female. And to make sure that there is no misunderstanding, you know, no male-dominated, you know, reading of Quran takes place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats it. Muslim men, Muslim women. Believing men, believing women. Obedient men, obedient women. Truthful men, truthful women. Patient and sabir male and sabir women. Khashi'een, humble men and humble women. Charitable men and charitable women, the men who fast and the women who fast, the men who exercise chastity and the women, and the men who remember Allah quite a lot and the women who do the same. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has prepared for all of them forgiveness and a great reward in the hereafter. Thank you.
So, inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.